Great. Now, children, I wonder if you can help me find some pieces of evidence. Okay, we have a jigsaw over here, and the jigsaw has some bits filled in around the outside, but we have some missing pieces of evidence in the middle that we need to find. Okay, so I'm going to need your help. There may be chocolate prizes if you want to get involved and help. That might twist your arm to come up and help. But there's enough chocolate for all the children here. Okay, so just don't worry about that. But we want to put the pieces together to solve this puzzle. Now, the first piece of evidence is around what happened on Good Friday. There's various puzzle pieces around the room, okay? And there's various characters as well. If it's a piece that isn't related to Good Friday, you can leave it where it is, okay? But who, out of the primary school age children, do you want to go and have a look around the room and see if you can find something that reminds us of what happened on Good Friday? Off you go. That's it. Don't be shy. Go and have a look around the room. If it's not related to Good Friday specifically, just leave it where it is. Okay. Oh, what have you found? Is that something to do with Good Friday? What is it? Jesus' cross, thank you. Why don't you come and bring that and see where that fits in the puzzle? Do you want to have a go? Well done, that's our first piece. Well done. Okay, let's have a look on the screen. There we are. The first piece of evidence when thinking about Easter Sunday is that Jesus really died. And this is a really important piece of evidence when thinking about Jesus coming back to life again, because to come back to life again, Jesus first had to die, didn't he? And friends, this was a really serious event. We saw that from the video, that Jesus was killed on a Roman cross. It was a horrible way to die. And he died taking the punishment that we deserve for our sin. That's all the wrong things that we've thought, all the wrong things that we've said, and all the wrong things that we've done. But Jesus didn't get down from that cross. And do you know why? Why didn't Jesus get down from that cross? Because he loved us so much that he chose to die for us. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit, we read in Matthew's gospel. Jesus really died. And the Bible tells us that a Roman soldier, can everyone see a Roman soldier in the back corner of the room? There we are. A Roman soldier pierced Jesus' side to make sure that, yes, he really was dead. They knew for sure. Romans knew exactly what they were doing. They were experts when it came to this horrible thing called crucifixion. So, yes, for our sake, Jesus really died. That's the first piece of evidence. And the next piece of evidence is about the place where Jesus was buried. And there were some people there who were involved where Jesus was buried. Can anybody go and find that piece of evidence that's related to that? You may have found it already. Okay. There's a couple of people in the picture. The place where Jesus was buried. Who's got that one? You might have found it already. Do you want to come and do you want to come and bring it up to the front? Have you looked on all the windowsills and on the table at the back? There's lots of places to find things. Okay, come to the front if you have a piece, and let's have a look at that piece. You've got a piece. Come and bring the pieces to the front. What piece have you got there? Has the Roman got a piece that we need to get? Do you want to bring them to the front? Let's have a look. Okay, this is the one we're looking for. Okay, do you want to tell us what's on the picture?
There's two soldiers guarding the tomb.
Two soldiers guarding the tomb. Do you want to come and try and fit it into the puzzle? Thank you. Does that fit?
Yeah.
Eventually. Well done. Brilliant. So, our second piece of evidence. The tomb was guarded. Let's have a look at the picture on the screen. This is the picture that's on the puzzle. Do you see those Roman soldiers? Take a guard, Pilate answered. Go make the tomb as secure as you know. So they went and made a tomb secure by putting a seal on the tomb and posting the guard. It was the Roman soldiers' job to guard the tomb, and if they failed, then the punishment would have been their life. It was very severe, the punishment. So the Romans, they knew what they were doing, and Pilate says that. Go make the tomb as secure as you know how. They knew what they were doing. And nobody could get in to steal the body, and that's really important. Somebody who was just a human being could not have got out of that tomb. Somebody who was just a mere human, especially if they were dead. The tomb had been sealed off, and it was a huge stone that was in front of it. And that is a really important piece of evidence, that the tomb was guarded. Are we going to remember that? Remember that picture. The tomb was guarded. Okay, third piece of evidence. The third piece of evidence is all about the main message of Easter Sunday. Can you find it? Mary, there's a character Mary around the room. Mary has that piece of evidence. Who's going to get there? Well done. Do you want to bring it to the front? Let's check it out. What's the picture? Is it the empty tomb? Yeah. Let's have a look over here if it fits. Do you want to push it in place? Well done. Thank you very much. Don't leave without chocolate. Oh, this is quite a big one. There we are. Well done. Well done. Thank you for your help. So, this is the picture that has been found. Then the tomb was empty. The disciples and others had seen Jesus' tomb where he was buried. And when they returned, his body wasn't there. Angels told the women who got to the tomb that Jesus had risen from the dead just as he had promised. Jesus is alive. We read, he's not here. He's risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. That's the angel speaking to the women who were there. The stone had rolled away. The angel had done it. And not so that Jesus could get out. You may have heard in the video that we had. But so that people could go in and see that there was no body there. That the clothes were folded. And that the tomb was empty. No ordinary person could just rise again. But Jesus is no ordinary person. And the angel said to the two Marys, as we read, he's not here, he's risen, just as he said. That is the wonderful news of Easter Sunday, that the tomb was empty. We're going to sing another song before we look at the next parts of the evidence. Please stand as we sing the greatest day in history. Oh, happy day, he washed my sin away. Let's stand and sing together. Great, take a seat. So far in our search for the evidence, we have seen that Jesus really died. We've seen that the tomb was sealed. We saw our Roman or our Romanian guest, Claudius, who was there at the back. We saw Mary, one of the Marys, it was a very common name back then, who went to the tomb. And now, are we going to meet other people and find other pieces of evidence? Let's see. The next piece of evidence is revolving around somebody called Thomas. Can anyone find Thomas? Go and have a look. If you can find Thomas, who has our next piece of evidence, our next clue. Give us a wave, Thomas. Step into the hall for us. Step into the light, Thomas. There we are. Well done. Okay. Have you found a piece of evidence? Well done. What is it? Jesus' hands. And why is Jesus showing his hands, do you think? Has he got some marks on there? Yeah, he's got the nail marks on his hands. Let's come and see where this piece of evidence fits. Do you want to come around this side? Well done, it fits. Okay, excellent. Do you want to come over here? Well done. The next piece of evidence. It had a picture of Jesus' hands And that's where Thomas comes in, which we'll think about. Jesus appeared to many different people. Thomas, also known as Didymus, there he is at the back, was one of many people Jesus appeared to following his resurrection. Now, Thomas was one of the 12 disciples. And while others believed, at first, Thomas doubted. He didn't believe the resurrection. He said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, lots of people doubt the resurrection and the truth of the Easter story. And that's nothing new, because Thomas, one of Jesus' own disciples, did. And when Jesus met him, he invited him to check out the evidence for himself, to touch his nail marks, to put his hand into his side where the spear had been. That's where Jesus had been wounded. And he did that. Thomas did, in faith, check out the evidence. And he famously said, "My Lord and my God," and he believed. But it was not only Thomas who checked out Jesus and the evidence. There were all kinds of different people and at different times who investigated what happened. Women went to see Jesus, and it was completely wrong, but in those days, women's testimony was not valid compared to men's. Totally wrong, isn't it? But that was the case. But the fact that the gospel writers wrote that down, what the women saw, was great evidence for the resurrection. He appeared to different men. He appeared to doubters like Thomas. Romans were influenced by what they saw. And he appeared to crowds. He appeared to 500 people at one time. And this was over a period of 40 days. That's really powerful. This wasn't just some kind of magic trick that Jesus had done. But Jesus stuck around so that people could come and examine the evidence for themselves. And that's an amazing thing about the Christian faith. It invites us all to check out the evidence, that God came down to us so that we could get to know him personally. Well, the next piece of missing evidence, who's going to help me out? Children, are you ready? Yeah? And if some of the older young people are thinking, "Oh, I don't get to help out," there is chocolate for you at the end as well. If you're behaving. I'll have to ask your parents at the end. Great. Okay, the next piece of evidence is all about a change that took place. And there's a picture of a person. That person is Peter. Who can find this piece of missing evidence? Peter is speaking to a group of people. Has anyone found that? Come and bring it up. That's great. You're going to try and fit it in here. Well done. Does it fit?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. There's one we prepared earlier. Great. Oh, that's why you're lingering. Yeah, there we are. Well done. The next piece of evidence. We've got six pieces of evidence. For those at the front, can you see there's one missing piece still? Yeah? You can see that? The disciples were changed forever. The disciples went from being afraid and in hiding to boldly preaching about Jesus rising again, telling people. And that is a really powerful piece of evidence. When Jesus died, the disciples were really afraid. And it seemed like all of their hope had gone. But when they saw Jesus risen from the grave, they were totally transformed. And they went around with great courage, telling people the good news about Jesus and his resurrection. And here's a picture of Peter on the day of Pentecost. And there's a great crowd gathered. And among that crowd were people who killed Jesus. And imagine Peter's courage to be telling people that they killed Jesus and that they killed the Son of God, but that he rose again victoriously from the grave. Just remarkable. And it's very sad, but most of the disciples were actually killed for telling people that Jesus died and rose again, that he died for their sins on the cross and that he rose from the grave. Do you know what? When we think about this, people may die for what they think is true, but people don't die for what they know is false. The disciples weren't dying and giving up their life for a lie, but because they believed that they saw and heard that Jesus had risen from the grave. And only a real encounter with Jesus could explain what happened following his resurrection, as the disciples changed dramatically. Does anyone remember what Peter did? What did Peter do three times? Any of the children? What did Peter do? Any of the older children? What did Peter do? He denied knowing Jesus three times. He was ashamed. And yet, here he is, boldly preaching and telling people the wonder of Jesus. Thank you. We're ready for our final piece of evidence. Has anyone spotted it? Yeah, you could get it, or you could point in the direction it is. Yeah, which way is it? Have you found it? Well done. Brilliant. Do you want to bring it to the front and see if it fits the last piece of the jigsaw? What does it say on it?
Good news.
Good news. Well done. Can everyone see at the front that the jigsaw is complete? The pieces of evidence fit together. Well done. Well done. Thank you. Brilliant. So, good news. The good news of Jesus spread rapidly. The good news about Jesus' death and his resurrection. And we read in the book of Acts, when the church first started, that the word of God continued to spread and flourish. That was despite people trying to stop it. There was a man, Herod, who was trying to stop it. And then we read, the message about the Lord spread widely and had a powerful effect. Many people here today know that, because in your life, the word of God has changed you from the inside. And the good news of Jesus, that he defeated sin and that he's alive today, has reached us here in Britain today, over 2,000 years later. And the truth that Jesus is alive, and that is the truth, that he wants us to put our trust in him as our Saviour. And that truth is still changing lives today, all around the world. So, who can remember the different points from the jigsaw? Who can remember the first one? Jesus. Yeah? Jesus died on the cross. Jesus really died. Thank you. And then when he was put in the tomb, what happened with the tomb? Who can remember that one? The tomb was sealed and guarded. Yeah, thank you, by the Romans. And then what are we celebrating on Easter Sunday? What was the third piece of evidence that we have over here? The tomb was empty. Thank you. That's number three. And then number four, Jesus, what did Jesus do after he was alive? Yeah. He had marks on his hands. He appeared to many different types of people, didn't he? He went and did that. And then what was the next piece of evidence? Somebody who had a real change in their life? Peter? Yeah, what happened to him? He was totally transformed, wasn't he? And all the disciples were transformed. Okay, the disciples were changed forever. And then finally, what have we just put in as our last piece of the jigsaw? There's a megaphone as the picture. Good news. The good news of Jesus spread rapidly. That's brilliant. Really important. So what does this evidence all mean as we finish? And this is vital for today, Easter Sunday. Well, the headline news is that Jesus really did rise from the dead. The evidence shows that, and the puzzle is complete. Okay? That's really important. And because Jesus really did rise from the dead, we can know that Jesus really is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. He really is who he said he was. That follows on, doesn't it, from that great truth that Jesus really did rise from the dead. And then secondly, Jesus' death on the cross really did pay the price for us. You might ask, how can I know that I'm forgiven? Because Jesus died for me and Jesus rose again. I can know that Jesus stepped in my place and took the punishment that I deserve for all the wrong things I've done. And then, those who trust in Jesus really will rise again to eternal life with him. That is an amazing hope, isn't it, in the Christian faith? It's a sure and certain hope because of what Jesus has already done for us. So can I just finish by encouraging everyone to examine the evidence And because the pieces of evidence really do fit together. And the question is, for all of us here this morning, is do you believe it? That is the question for us all to consider this morning. Do I believe it, that this really happened, and that the pieces of evidence fit together? Great. Thank you very much for listening. Hope everyone has a very happy Easter. We're going to close our service by singing a great Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. Please stand if you're able as we sing together.